December would see another Share Christmas in the books, a record-setting auction happen, and projects taking their next steps. With one final look at 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick. December brought the final donations of Share Christmas, where we here at WKLM would reach the goal of almost $82,000 to help families right here in Holmes County. With the final tally of the donations, it would eclipse the $82,000 mark. There were over 40 guests, visits from Santa, and plenty of hope and cheer to go around.
With that said, do have exciting news, and we invited you out here for a reason, right? To say hello to you, but also exciting news for Share Christmas. We were working through the seniors, Bob. We were on senior number 39 or so, and we were kind of whittling through that and doing pretty well. But then we had one big one here to kind of wrap it all up. Critchfield Law Firm, $5,000. $5,000, and that takes care of everything we needed for another year. How about that?
I don't know. What do you say? I mean, you know, it's. I've been in this chair doing this for I don't know how long, and every year you just can't hardly believe that this community does what it does. I mean, and that, you know, and that's 5,000. That's unbelievable. But the person that does 5 or 10 or 20. You know, today in the price of eggs, you know, I thought for sure that you would be in the next week or so this year.
The Buckeye Deli in Nashville would sell 2 separate tickets for the December 3rd Mega Millions lottery that would each win $1 million, the biggest prize to be won from the deli.
We have received confirmation from the Lottery Commission that we had 2 $1 million winning lottery tickets sold at the Buckeye Deli or at the patio bar. What a perfect time right before Christmas, and what a great community for this to happen in. Nashville is such a wonderful community. We've felt so much warmth and love since we've been back in the community, and we're looking forward to seeing the joy that these people will have.
The recently discovered People's Vase by Millersburg Glass that was discovered in a hoarder's house sold at auction Thanksgiving weekend and made its way home to Millersburg, with the new owner being Chris Severdes, who has the Millersburg Glass Museum with the Holmes County Historical Society. He would pay $250,000 as the winning bidder, outbidding several big buyers and becoming the highest amount paid for an item in the museum.
I want it. I want to get this added to my collection in the museum. It's about the museum. It's about the heritage of Millersburg, you know, the legacy that we have. And I think let's strengthen that legacy and let's make people want to come to Millersburg and see it. Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad. It's going to look nice now right next to the other one, the other blue one, and the one-of-a-kind. The blue one is one-of-a-kind. This one is, this ruffled top is one-of-a-kind. And the marigold one that I have is one-of-a-kind. And then there's an amethyst one also. There are several of those. So it's great.
Holmes County engineer Chris Young would share that the Berlin Wastewater Treatment Plant was moving forward with the copper project thanks to the $250,000 in grant money from the Appalachia funds.
The plans I put together and the bid specs I put together has an alternate. The base is the copper.
Yeah.
Alternate one would be the rest of the treatment plant. Yeah. That way, even if we go to bid, I could recommend to you guys to award the copper. Since it's in the original bid, even though you don't award it right away, you can, if any time within that contract period, you can add that to it. So if we get more grant funds, which we're trying to get, an extra $3.7 million, I think.
Yeah.
Then we'll be able to use it without having to go through all the paperwork and rebid.
A special meeting was held with the Holmes County Commissioners to make a decision on whether or not to vacate a portion of a public road in Paint Township on Township Road 665. And after a recommendation from engineer Chris Young, the commissioners would make the decision not to close it, ending years of debate on whether or not it should remain open or be vacated.
At this time, I would recommend to not close it. It'll adversely affect the property owner out there and eventually the township trustees. It's been going on a long time. Hopefully in the future it can be settled.
And most of the landowners have made provisions themselves to make deals with the neighbors to get access to go out on 62, but this one person, Lois Miller, has not made any provisions with anybody. He owns a lot of acres back in there.
I wonder how they can track.
He does not want it closed, and then Alice Tadaro wants it closed because it goes right on the side of her house. But basically, it's an old logging road, and he just goes in there once in a while when he takes logs out.
Around the state, there would be an economic boom from recreational marijuana sales, which topped $200 million, but the Division of Cannabis Control is working on new rules. Lawmakers would pass House Bill 8, known as the Parents' Bill of Rights, and the governor, under the Department of Children and Youth, would pilot a program, Action for Children, to incentivize more businesses to either set up their own childcare or sponsor a classroom nearby. Governor DeWine would also announce that Amazon Web Services plans to invest $10 billion in a data center infrastructure. The USDA would order the testing of the country's milk supply for bird flu, and many farmers in southeast Ohio would still be feeling the effects of the drought over the summer and into the fall. Two men, Zachary Stumpf and Terry Stiles, would be arrested in connection with the fire at the Big Mac Bridge connecting Ohio and Kentucky, and it would be announced that part of the bridge going northbound would be opening while the southbound lanes will remain closed. The Williams County Common Pleas Court would order Dad's Place in Bryan, Ohio to stop sheltering homeless, but then the District Court of Appeals would issue a temporary stay. And finally, among other drone sightings across the U.S., there would be sightings around Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton that would at one point shut down the airspace around the base. With this final look at 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.